While tensions continue to build on the Korean Peninsula, the U.S. has positioned a destroyer capable of shooting down missiles near North Korea. An unnamed U.S. official has said that the USS Fitzgerald has been sent off the southwestern coast of the Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, the White House spokesman Jay Carney says Washington has not seen any sign that Pyongyang is mobilizing its forces following last week's military threats. North Korea said last week the country is in a state of war with South Korea and is ready to strike targets in the U.S. mainland. The threats heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Washington then flexed its muscles by sending two of its nuclear-capable stealth bombers to the region. Joining us now from Washington is Mike Billington. He's with the Asia desk of the Executive Intelligence Review. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, it is interesting to note that White House spokesman Jay Carney has said that there has been no sign that Pyongyang is mobilizing its forces following last week's threats. Despite that, the U.S. is now deploying USS Fitzgerald off the Korean Peninsula. What do you make of that?
Well, I make that this is we're in a global situation which is very, very close to war. War between the United States and Russia and the United States and China due to the insistence on the U.S. that it have the right to regime change anywhere it wishes, as in the Middle East, as in Libya and Iraq and now Syria and Iran on the target list, and that the attempt to respond to what are relatively normal North Korean extreme rhetoric after being given sanctions or after seeing these deployments, military exercises in the South, is a tit-for-tat response in which it could, even though there's no particular intention on either side in the local context to provoke a war, the global context means that a spark that could go off there could very rapidly become not only a war in the Korean Peninsula, but a war on a global scale, a global thermonuclear war, which has to be seen in the context of the greatest global financial collapse now spreading across Europe and the United States, which is what's driving this push for war.
Right, but Mr. Billington, do you think the U.S. has calculated in these threats, the threat of a global spark or whatever you may call it, which could dangerously escalate the situation into a full-scale war, which, as you've just pointed out, no side really wants?
Exactly. No side could win either. The Obama administration is functioning as an asset of the City of London and Wall Street, who are desperate. They're panicked. The Cyprus situation, the insane decision to begin seizing people's private accounts in the banking system, shows the level of panic in the Western financial oligarchy, the financial institutions. They're pushing for wars on a scale which has to be understood as a threat to the Russia-China allies, axis, to effectively say that we, the West, under the British and Obama's administration, have the right to take over any country we wish, which includes Korea. So the over response, the B-2 bombers, the F-22 bombers, and so forth, are seen by China as not a response to Korea alone, but a response to China. Just as the ABM systems being placed across the border of Russia in Europe are seen by the Russians as a direct threat to take out their response capacity, i.e. to create the potential for a first strike from the West. This is how serious this global crisis is. If the North were to carry out another provocation as they have in the past by shelling an island or something on that scale, South Korea is totally capable and ready to respond with a fierce military response against the source of those weapons or something on that scale. And that's been made very public by the South Korean government. The excess of response coming from the Obama administration is counter even to our own military's desires to try to calm down these situations. We do have General Dempsey, the head of our Joint Chiefs, going to Russia to try to calm down the escalating tensions. and the threat of global war.
Okay, Mr. Billington, we're running out of time very quickly. You've just made a connection between the recent tensions on the Korean Peninsula and the global economic meltdown, which is taking place specifically within the Western countries. Now, how lucrative do you think, though, that a new war on Korea or any other country is going to be for these bankers, considering these economies have tanked trillions of dollars in their occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan without much result?
It's not lucrative in the sense of taking the loot. It's not that they're simply going for the oil in the Middle East or a control over Korea. It's going for preventing the emergence of the Russia-China-India alliance, which is the only combination of nations in the world which could offer an alternative to the totally bankrupt Western financial system, which is now committing acts of outright genocide in Cyprus and Greece and Portugal and Italy, and very soon to come in the rest of Europe and in the United States. To prevent any alliance of those forces against them, they are willing to provoke regional wars, which if the Russia-China India axis does not back down, they're willing to go to thermonuclear confrontation with those powers. We're okay. Closer to war now than we were in the Cuba Missile Crisis.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Mike Billington with the Asia Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review there, joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Billington, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.